Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so glad you've joined me on this Monday morning, December the 12th. Since we're coming up very close to December the 25th, I want to share with you a series of episodes that I'm going to call Christmas is for Real. Historical evidence for the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Now, I am very well aware, as a historian, I'm very well aware that Jesus was not born on December 25th, and the celebration of Jesus' birth on December the 25th did not begin until sometime probably in the 4th century. However, that in no way, some people take that as a basis, oh, we should not be celebrating December the 25th. That was originally a pagan holiday and so on. Listen, Jesus is all about redemption, redeeming pagan lives. I have a Gibson Dove guitar. A friend bought it. Now, it's an expensive guitar. A friend bought it for $10 in a yard sale. The neck was broken. The strings were all twisted and frayed. And so he bought it. He was very talented in restoration of musical instruments. And so he bought it for $10, glued the neck back on, put strings on it, and hey, it played great. He sold it to another closer friend for $200, and then this other friend gave it to me. And so, now, who knows? This guitar could very well have been banged up, might have been a part of a pagan hard metal rock group, and maybe it got smashed in a barroom brawl. I don't know, and it really doesn't matter because now it's been redeemed. It is now used by a follower of Jesus, and music comes forth to bring glory to God. So in the same sense, it doesn't really matter to me that December the 25th in ages past was a day on which different pagan religions had certain celebrations. Hey, we can redeem the day and use it as an opportunity to proclaim who Jesus really is, to proclaim his virgin birth, to proclaim his life, his death, his resurrection, and that only he offers any meaning and hope and understanding of what life is all about. So yeah, let's make the most of the Christmas season. Let's take it as an opportunity. When people's minds and hearts are open to hearing about Jesus in ways they are not any other time of the year, because it's not uncommon to go into secular places of business, maybe a restaurant, maybe a store, and hear Christian hymns being played because they are considered Christmas carols. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. I was just in a place of business. I forget where it was. I'm not sure. It might have been a restaurant. But anyway, the music was playing. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. And so my point is, people are open to hearing about Jesus during this season in ways they are not any other time of the year. So let us make the most of the season and lift up Jesus everywhere. Use your social media to lift up Jesus. Place hymns, messages, and even consider sharing these episodes. Now, I'm going to be reading a lot and referring to a little book I wrote about, I think about 3 years ago, probably, maybe four. And I called it Christmas Is For Real. The subtitle is Historical Evidence for the Virgin Birth of Jesus Christ. The book is available on Amazon called Christmas Is For Real. And you know, the point of this book is to make it clear that believing in the virgin birth does not require someone to turn off their mind. In fact, if anyone will consider the facts of the virgin birth with an open mind and heart, they will be convinced of the Christmas story. For there is as much evidence for the virgin birth of Jesus Christ as any event in ancient history. Our faith is not a blind leap of faith. It is a step of faith into the light. It is not lack of evidence that keeps people from believing in the virgin birth, but a predisposed commitment against the possibility that such a thing could happen. A presupposition against believing in miracles. Well, there are about six reasons, six pragmatic reasons that I'm going to share with you this week for believing in the virgin birth. First of all, I'm going to talk about the fact that it was documented by a physician and world-class historian. Did you know that the virgin birth was documented by a physician and a person who has become recognized as a world-class historian? Number two, it has been confirmed by modern archaeology. Number three, it was confirmed by an agnostic professor. Number four, it was predicted centuries in advance by Old Testament prophets. Number five, it was believed universally by the earliest Christians. And number six, we'll talk about Jesus's amazing world impact. Wow. And so the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, yes, it was a miracle. It was the entry of God into this planet on a divine mission to save us from ourselves. And this event was documented by a physician and world-class historian. We know him as Luke, the author of the Gospel of Luke and the author of the book of Acts. And tomorrow we will begin by showing you how Luke has been confirmed by modern archaeology to be an accurate, world-class historian, accurate down to the minutest details of his account. And it is Luke who gives us the most detailed account of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ in his gospel. And I encourage you during this Christmas season to read through his account of the virgin birth. Very uplifting, very inspiring. Maybe even read it out aloud to your family, with your spouse, whatever. But it's in Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. And tomorrow we will begin talking about this world-class historian and physician who gave us the most detailed account of the virgin birth. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Again, I'm referring reading from this week from the little book called Christmas Is For Real, Historical Evidence for the Virgin Birth of Jesus Christ. It's available from Amazon and from my website at eddiehyatt.com. If Sue and I can be a blessing to you in any way, feel free to email us, message us on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and I will see you tomorrow. God bless.